This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, February 13th, 2020. On the show today, we talk about me feeling young because I'm going to a party in Denver, Dan. What else do we have on the show today? We have another booty call, hopefully a very romantic evening for one of our couples at the Revere Hotel and dinner at Abbey Lane. We have a brand new War of the Roses 2. It turns out that somebody's been checking out the doorbell video camera. Kelly says her guy is a cheater.
Kennedy, I have to share this email that I got with you.
Go ahead.
I'm feeling like a young person right now.
Hey, oh, who doesn't hate that?
I know.
Slow down.
Well, you know, when you get to our age, you don't have friends that are getting married.
Right.
Or if they are getting married, it's their second or third or fourth, and you know, it's just not the same.
Right.
You know, or if you're going to a wedding, it's your kids or your friend's kids.
Okay.
But I have a friend, and he's probably my youngest friend. I don't think he's quite 30 yet. He was a neighbor of mine years ago. He lived across the street from where we used to rent when we first moved to Charlestown.
Yeah.
And he has since, you know, moved a couple of times and had roommates and all that stuff. And then he finally met a girl and now they're getting married. And so I have been included in this inner circle of his friends as they are planning a trip for him. And I don't think this is a bachelor's trip. They're just calling it dinner.
But it's all the dudes.
But it's all of his friends that he grew up with.
Huh.
And he grew up in this area. He has a long list of close friends and siblings that, you know, grew up skiing together, playing sports together. Like, they're all very, very tight. And they are going to Denver.
Do they need someone to rent a car for them? Is that why you're invited?
I'm the one with the credit card.
Well, you're over 25. You're over 25, you see, so can't rent a car if you're under 25.
And I'm feeling very young as I'm watching these emails, and I'm just not sure if I'm supposed to participate.
Why are you learning hip new words?
Well, just, you know, they're having all these wonderful young men conversations.
What is a young man conversation?
Just, you know, the like being able to go out and do things and go to Denver. Like, they want to go to Denver for the day.
For the day?
Yeah.
Okay, such a like the time difference just alone. Do you know what I mean? Like, going that way is good. Coming home,
they just want to go out there, have dinner, and then the next morning get back on the plane.
Well, you know
what?
Do that. Denver's awesome. You'll love it.
Yeah, and so
top five cities for me.
And I just don't know. Like, when the first email got sent,
I mean, it's expensive dinner, but anyway,
right?
Right. And I'm like, I don't know if I can, you know. And there was just it was just funny because when the first email gets sent, I knew it was from, I think, his brother, right? And so I respond, but I didn't realize how many people were on the email, and I did a respond all.
Why do you do that?
It was a mistake.
Yeah, big
but
one.
I think everybody's doing that because they're all going on this trip together. So everybody has commentary about where we're going, when we're going, where we're going to be doing when we're going out there. Apparently, we're going to a concert at Red Rock.
That's cool.
Okay, then you have to go.
You're not going just for a day then.
Right.
Yeah, it's a day. I'm telling you, it's go out there one day, have dinner, go to a concert, get up the next day, come back.
Okay, Red Rocks is not close to Denver. You're going to have to rent cars to do that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I mean, if you leave here, you know, at 10 or whatever, you'll get there by 10.
Well, I may have to take the day off.
So anyway.
And leave like earlier than that. Like, leave at 6 a.m. or something.
You really don't. You gain 4 hours going that way.
Right.
3 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Leave here at 10, you'll get there.
Take the day off the next day, I guess.
I'm just a little confused at everything.
But I'm going
to
be the
It must be nice to be able to just fly to Denver, go to dinner, go to Red Rocks concert and fly back. That'll be a $1,500 weekend, my friend.
Right.
That is insane.
A $1,500 day.
Day. Yeah. Excuse me, day.
24 hours.
Right.
What show are you going to see?
I don't know. Because they haven't picked the date because they want to see what concerts.
Let's look it up.
I don't think the concerts have been announced there.
It's an amazing place to see a show.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's one of my all-time, one of my favorite albums, U2.
Do you think you can keep up with the young people?
It's only a day.
Are you going to pull your back out?
They're not going to play sports. Are they going to play sports?
Oh, they're all
jocks. Get out of that airplane seat too fast.
No, they're all lacrosse players, football players. They played in college.
So what month are you thinking?
July.
All right. Are they people? Because there's a whole lot of that.
Well, they're in their 20s and
I don't know. I don't know what
they're
that
like
means.
Late 20s.
Everybody's got different things. Some late 20s people like Grateful Dead. I'm just asking.
I think they would be down with it.
Okay, you've got Above and Beyond is coming.
What does that mean?
I've seen them
before.
They're
DJs.
Yeah.
We've got Rainbow Kitten. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I like Rainbow Kid.
Trampled by Turtles. The String Cheese Incident is coming.
Oh,
They're doing a whole weekend. 17, 18, 19. Foreigner, the Jukebox Hero Tour. Yes.
Oh, now that sounds
like
Mike.
Here it is. It's the David Gray Tour. That's what it is. They want some smooth love songs in
their life. What is that song David Gray has?
Babylon. Halsey's going to be there on Monday the 27th and Tuesday the 28th.
A couple bros hanging out listening to Halsey.
Here it is. It's the Goo Goo Dolls on the 29th.
Did you say Foreigner?
Foreigner, Jukebox Hero Tour.
Wouldn't that be more you, though?
Yes.
Not them.
No, but Mike is like, he's an old school guy. Yeah. He doesn't do social media. He loves like the old school music, rock.
It's the middle of the week, but you do you, buddy. Can you take vacation that month? Yes, you can. No, you can't. I hope it's above.
I love Kennedy's worried about whether or not I can take my vacation.
Is this a bachelor party?
We have rules here, Carson.
It's the middle of July. I'll be all right.
Does this qualify as his bachelor party, or is this just we're all just going?
It doesn't sound like it's a bachelor party. I don't know what it is.
It's Above and Beyond with the Colorado Symphony. So it's la la. That I could get behind. That would be trippy.
I saw Above and Beyond in New York at a rave, and they were amazing.
That's right.
So if you want to get down with that, you'll have a good time.
But I am excited because I haven't been to a lot of these over the years.
Right.
I mean, I don't get invited to a ton of weddings just because I moved around so much. I don't have that.
Oh, I didn't either. I've been to two.
Right. The
and
ones
one
I have
was
Salt. Was Salt and, you know, producer Zach, who used to work here.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean? It was work people because all the friends that I grew up with, I moved so much, I lost contact with people.
Oh, dude, I'm the exact same.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Other than my siblings, that was about it. So I'm kind of excited. I'm included.
Look at you.
But I also realizing I'm the oldest guy by like 25 years.
Who cares?
June 23rd, Bare Naked Ladies. That's it.
Oh, so good.
Then he wouldn't be going. Lana wouldn't let him go if it was that.
Oh, shucks,
sorry,
fellas.
Guys, I can't take off work.
Listen up, fellas. My wife's got a.
All right, well, I'll keep you posted.
Yes,
thank you,
please
Kennedy,
do.
For that information.
Seriously, Denver's amazing. You will love it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We want to welcome in Kelly for War of the Roses. We're going to be calling Ryan here in just a minute. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. Thanks for doing this for me.
Sure.
So here's the deal. We just installed one of those doorbell things, you know, with the camera at our house.
Mm-hmm.
We got it because I get a lot of packages delivered and some were going missing. So I was like, what's up? So we get the thing. Anyway, I get these alerts on my phone when a camera senses a person there. We both do. And over the weekend when I was out of town, I got an alert. And the video it captured was a woman I'd never met. And she came inside. And then when she left an hour or so later, I got another notification.
Oh.
And I don't. So I'm like, what's going on? And I called my husband right away, asked who this woman was. And he said he wanted to surprise me by getting the house clean while I was away. And she was the person the service sent. I don't know. The house was clean when I got home, but I'm still suspect. I don't know.
Wow.
Snitched on by your own doorbell.
I wonder why my wife wanted to get... No, all right. Well, you understand how this works, right? We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for... his cell phone company. She's going to call him, offering up the dozen long-stem red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Yeah.
All right, be very quiet. Let this happen, okay? Shelly, are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Ryan?
Oh, yeah, this is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan, I'm Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Oh, wow. Good. Thank you. I'm good. Thanks.
Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
That's great, but you're giving me free roses. I can send them to anyone?
Anyone you like. Just need to start with the card. So if you'd like to let me know who you'd like to send them to.
I guess you could send them to my wife, Kelly.
And what would you like the card to say?
Wow, really? You weren't sure about your decision? Really? Really?
Not sure about what?
Kelly, hang on a second. Ryan?
Yeah?
Hey, we're on the air right now. We're Carson and Kennedy from Mix 104.1. This is something we call War of the Roses.
Yeah. I don't understand what's going on here. What's happening?
Why did it take you so long to decide who to send the roses to? When they asked you, why did it take you so long? What is
What are you talking about?
He asked you who you wanted to send the roses to, and you took forever. You took forever to say me. I'm your wife. How could you not have given my name immediately?
Okay, are you kidding me right now? Who else am I supposed to have them sent to?
I don't know. Maybe the new cleaning lady? I don't know.
The cleaning lady? Babe, listen. If I wanted the cleaning lady, trust me, I could have the cleaning lady any day of the week. But I didn't.
Oh, well, aren't I the luckiest woman ever? F*** you.
Wait. Oh, my. OMG.
Did you want to send them to the cleaning lady, Ryan?
Well, listen, at this point, I wish I had.
All right, buddy. Good luck back home.
Ryan might want to stock up on some Lemon Pledge. I think he's going to be doing the cleaning for a while.
Did he say OMG? He said OMG.
I don't know what to say to that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy's booty call. Does your love life need a boost? Are you available for lunch? Get your significant other to agree to come home for some afternoon delight. You'll be qualified for a romantic night at the Revere Hotel and dinner at Abbey Lane. Let's go to today's contestant and hope they get a yes for their booty call.
Having a little bit of problem here connecting with Lisa. She's acting a little weird. She's being kind of quiet, Kennedy. Lisa?
Hello?
Lisa?
Yep?
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Are you nervous?
A little. Hold on. I'm just going into another room.
Huh?
I was at my desk, so I had to go into a private room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's why you're using your quiet voice.
Yeah, it's the at-work voice.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, who is it we're going to be making the booty call to?
My husband, Heidi.
Your husband's name is Heidi?
That's what
my
she
husband's
said.
Name is Heidi. He's Dominican.
Okay.
All I know is I feel this one should be a lock.
Why?
I feel.
Why?
Because the Dominican people. When I was there, it was pretty awesome. All I'm trying to say.
They're a passionate group.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So is he at work right now?
He is.
Okay. So you understand how this works. You got to try and convince him to meet you at home for a booty call, but you can't flat out ask for it. You got to use like code words or whatever. You know how to appeal to that with him?
Yep.
Okay.
She's ready. Woman, a few words.
All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and make that three-way call.
All
right, hold on.
Hello?
Hey,
Ben. Hi.
Are you busy?
Yeah, what?
Listen, since I worked 12 hours yesterday, I was thinking about coming home early because I miss you.
Sure.
But I don't want to come home if you don't miss me.
What do you mean?
She misses you.
Oh, you want to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So if I come home early...
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Well, that was easy.
That was the easiest thing ever.
He is Dominican.
That's what I said.
Hey, what the f***?
Hey, Heidi.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, this is Carson and Kennedy. We do the morning show on Mix 104.1, and your wife just did a booty call live on the radio.
Yo, what the f***?
She's trying. She's trying to win you a romantic evening at the Riviera Hotel and dinner at Abbey Lane for Valentine's Day.
Oh! What the? F- swearing.
Huh? Quit swearing! We're on the radio. What are you doing, Heidi?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Sorry, Riviera. I'm at work, man. Wait, yes, I can give you no problem.
So you guys gonna meet up for lunch, Heidi?
Well, sure, I guess. You know?
Nice.
I will talk to my boss and make an arrangement.
Yeah, I bet you are. All right, Lisa, great job. You guys have a great Valentine's, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys. Good luck.
Right. Bye. Bye, Heidi.
Hey, are you crazy? Yo, man. Oh, my God.
This guy gets the show.
That was awesome. If you'd like to be our next contestant for Carson and Kennedy's Booty Call, be caller 14 now at 617-931-1234. Let's bring the love to Boston.
I want to spend time with Lisa and Heidi.
They just gave a master class on how this is done, right?
All right, we have one day left tomorrow. Another chance for a booty call. If you want to do it, give us a call right now. I mean the booty call. 617-931-1234. Give us a call right now. 617-931-1234. We'll have one more booty call tomorrow. And then our grand prize winner is going to win an evening at the Revere Hotel and dinner at Abbey Lane.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.